Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Washington, D.C., you'd think by now they'd get the message. An earthquake, a hurricane. Are you listening? The American people have done everything they possibly can. Now it's time for an act of God, and we're getting it.
There's Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann out on the campaign trail with the message, the hurricane came down from the heavens. And it's aimed at our elected officials in Washington, and the message is stop spending. So what do you think of that? Let's get it. 800 people were laughing. I suppose they found it somewhat amusing. How about you? 800-510-8255 is your connection line. If you feel like calling after you've heard something from one of these talk radio programs, for example, we start with talk host Chris Bradshaw. Says that while the Bachmann campaign is saying that Michelle's comments were supposed to be a joke, he isn't so sure that she wasn't being serious.
Now the campaign is saying that it was a joke, not a big deal. The problem is I don't know. Now, I don't know what to make of that quote, to be honest. I sense dog whistle. Because if there's anyone on the national scene right now, right, that would specifically see a hurricane as an act of God sending a message. And no, I don't count the Pat Robertsons of the world as the national stage. It would be, well, Michelle Bachmann, who, well, this is what she had to say. Before being a member of Congress, before getting involved in the government, this was the sort of stuff she was preaching.
Lord, the day is at hand. We are in the last days. You are Jehovah God. We know that the times are in your hands, and we give them to you. But we also, Lord, are astute enough to recognize the blossom on the fig tree is opening. The day is at hand, Lord, when your return will come nigh. Nothing is more important than bringing sheep into the fold and bringing new life into the kingdom. Lord, you are the one who chooses us. We don't choose you. You choose us. And there are young people, Lord, that are to be chosen. You have gone, Lord, and you have plowed the field. You have planted the seed. You have watered it. You have weeded that garden. And the harvest is at hand.
Oh, good. That's what I want to give someone the nuclear football who believes we're in the last days. Let's give them the power to make that happen.
Yeah. I think maybe what we just heard there is enough to get most people off of that bandwagon and have any common sense. That fellow has common sense. I don't know him, Chris Bradshaw, but there's a lot in that last 2 minutes. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Follow the live performance of the Countdown Show, or if you have some comments you'd like to pass along, send it down the line on Facebook. That's swell. I was noticing that Glenn Beck talked about the hurricane as a blessing as well. So we have all of these people that are getting folks to think that the end is near, and that's more of the same kind of scare stuff that good religionists don't follow. That's at least my persuasion. Good religionists are about the good, not about the bad. Here are hosts Joe Curley and Rochelle Bell talking about the people who were killed in the hurricane. Many of them died because they didn't pay attention to the warnings. We're focused, as you can tell, on both politics and Hurricane Irene as we get started here on the countdown.
Everybody left the city. They all rolled out of New York, and there were no restaurants open. And a lot of people, some people wrote, one person said, lamest hurricane ever. They're upset. What did they expect? More death? They wanted more destruction?
No, that's what the thing is now that we've had, like, these couple of big tornadoes and the big hurricanes of the past, people are like, ah! Like, if one person dies, nobody cares. It's not like, oh, that's sad. One person, like, one person, big deal. Like, people want numbers.
They want hundreds.
We like big things here.
37 people died altogether, and I read through the list of those that died, and this is terrible, but I highlighted the people that deserved it.
Why? Based on their names?
No. No, I read through and like, okay, if a guy was an ambulance guy, he's an EMT and he's out there and he's trying to save somebody, I feel bad for you.
Okay.
But if you decide that you want to go surfing.
Oh, that's
come on. Wait with me on this.
Yeah.
If you're out surfing in it, it's Darwinian, right? You're out. Come on. You go to watch the storm and you die. You get in a boat and you go down a flooded river.
But maybe they thought, maybe because they were like, it's overhyped, it's not a big deal. And then you go surfing in a storm.
37.
And then John Curley mocks you on the air.
I had 7 of the 37 that just were foolish and she went out on a Darwinian thing.
You're not going to read their names, are you?
King William County man killed sitting when a tree fell on him while he was sitting watching television in the middle of the storm.
He didn't do anything.
No, hold on. They told him to
evacuated.
Leave. Yeah, they told him to leave. They found him. The TV was still going. No, the TV wasn't going anymore, but a giant tree was across his lap.
It's like when I, like, say something when I was a kid. I'd say something mean to my mom, and then I'd, like, stub my toe, and she'd say, see, God punished you. It's kind of what you're doing to the people of New York.
No, this is all over the United States, up and down the East Coast. I'm not being exclusive in pointing out people that deserve to die.
Oh,
I'm
so you're not a statist.
No.
You think people all across the country deserve to die of stupidity.
Right. No. Well, no, it's Darwinian. You know, if you do something really, really dumb, then it's like this happens to you.
Right.
That's what happens. You just sort of, I'm not going to say you get what you deserve, but just like what your mom said.
So what about all the news people that report in, like, disaster situations or in war zones? Do they deserve to die because they shouldn't be in those scary situations?
No, because that's your job. And if your job is to go into those situations, then you go in there. But if you are just some knucklehead that decides you want to see what it's like to surf in a hurricane, then I don't have any sympathy for you.
There have been a number of talk hosts who have commented on the people who went out just to be a part of it and then got lost, literally and figuratively. It's a strange thing. I'm chuckling because people are just so strange. I think there were 21 people who were killed during the hurricane, and a number of them, four or five anyway, if I'm not mistaken, lost their lives because they were doing something that was really pretty foolish. 800-510-8255. Politics and the hurricane. The way the Washington Post looked at the governors, the mayors, the president, and their reaction to the hurricane as we continue to sort of mix politics and the weather here on the countdown.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom, the X key is missing." That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Hey, guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520. 800-510-8255. Here are, let's see, Savannah Guthrie and Chris Saliza talking about the way the governors, the mayors, the politicians in general reacted to the situation around the hurricane this past weekend.
These moments are very important for leaders to get it right, because when they blow it in these situations, boy, do the voters remember, right?
Absolutely, Savannah. And we've seen this, whether it's a hurricane, a snowstorm. I mean, there's that famous image of George W. Bush kind of peering down from a plane over Hurricane Katrina that, for a lot of people, encapsulated him being out of touch, him not understanding kind of how government needed to function. So, yes, remember, most people, I'm sad to say, but most people don't pay the kind of attention to politics that you and I do, Savannah. And when they're paying attention is moments like this, when they want their government to work. They want their streets cleared if it's a snowstorm. They want evacuation plans. They want their government to feel like it's on top of things, that their politicians are leading. It's why you saw Michael Bloomberg do as many press conferences as he did in New York.
Well,
it's Chris Christie everywhere.
Well, I was going to ask you about that, because some have said, well, wait a minute, maybe Bloomberg and Christie in particular kind of overlearned the lessons of the snowstorm earlier this year, when a lot of people in New York and New Jersey thought that they were not as on top of it as they should have been. So some are saying, wow, did they overcompensate with this storm?
You know, I think the answer is probably yes, Savannah, but I think it's a better safe than sorry as a politician. You'd rather over-prepare and have people say, wow, it wasn't as bad as Mike Bloomberg or Chris Christie said, than under-prepare and have a panic on your hands. So did they maybe say it was too much? Sure, but in these weather situations, we never know exactly how it's going to play out until it gets there.
Yeah.
And so I think it is really a better safe than sorry at all times when you're a politician, because otherwise can lead to political, as you mentioned, political disaster.
Well, interesting moment on the trail, because Ron Paul, the Republican presidential candidate, actually slammed FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which is somewhat surprising in the context of whether or not people should get federal money to rebuild. Here's what he had to say.
It's a system of bureaucratic central economic planning, which is a fallacy that is deeply flawed. FEMA has been around since 1978. It has one of the worst reputations for a bureaucracy ever. I win elections because I fight for the constituents to overcome the bureaucracy.
Chris, Ron Paul exempted, and you think this will be a theme picked up by other Republican candidates on the trail?
No. I think broadly, Savannah, candidates will and will continue to talk about how we need the government out of our lives. But I will say, in this one unique situation, I think even most Republicans want the government to be doing something, whether it's giving federal money, but they want action. They want leadership. I think Ron Paul's very much an outlier even in the Republican field on that.
800-510-8255. Mary in Columbus on Michelle Bachman. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi, Doug. How are you?
All right, thanks. We have about 30 seconds, so what are you thinking here?
Okay. I believe the woman's place is in the House and in the Senate, but what are the Republicans offering us? Sarah Palin, Michelle Bachman? I mean, come on.
Well, they haven't offered Sarah Palin up yet.
But she's, they did 4 years ago. You know, gee, Christmas.
Are you a Republican, or have you been?
Oh, yes, definitely. I was there when Sarah Palin was announced in Dayton, and you know, it was like how wonderful we all, many Republican women, and I shout, and then she opened her mouth.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people think and say. Thank you.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven-figure annual income, it's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Let's see here. We're mixing politics, presidential candidates, and Hurricane Irene. Let's move more to the political side of things, because there's a lot of speculation that this coming weekend, Sarah Palin may announce that she wants to be a candidate as well. Here's Alex Witt talking to Kate Zermicki and Michael Shear, who are both from the New York Times, about Sarah Palin and whether or not it's too late for her to get in on the action.
She's not on the ballot, Sarah Palin, but somehow, Kate, she managed to get into the news cycle by taking her bus and taking it to Iowa, and also saying that she wasn't going to talk about any endorsement yet because she hasn't decided whether she's going to get into the race or not.
Right. The line is the more the merrier.
Yeah. Is she reaching the line where people are just going to stop listening or no?
I actually think she might have reached that line a little while ago. I mean, I think she's played coy for so long. She's been in this game of cat and mouse, and I think at a certain point you have to declare that you're in. I mean, I think Rick Perry feels a little late coming to the game now. So I do think that Sarah Palin is going to have to make up her mind fairly soon. What strikes me about all of this, though, is that, you know, the old line is that Democrats want to fall in love and Republicans want to fall in line. But this year, it seems like Republicans actually are looking for a candidate that they can fall in love with. Sarah Palin might have been that person, say, 9 months ago, but I think they're still looking for that person in Iowa. Today.
Yeah, and do you get that sense being there? Because I think I agree with Kate about that. And in talking to some Republican strategists over the last week, they're all still anxiously waiting for that sort of person to emerge, that star to emerge, that shining light who can lead them out of the land as they see it of Barack Obama, Michael. Is that the sense you get being there?
Yeah, I definitely think so. And I agree with Kate that it may be too late for Sarah Palin, though I got to tell you, she came to the state fair. I was there with her. I was caught in essentially a mob that surrounded her for more than an hour, and I think we progressed to maybe 10 feet for that entire hour. And then she continued to be mobbed throughout the state fair, not only by reporters, but also just by regular people wanting to catch a glimpse of her. And so, you know, from a technical standpoint, it may be getting quite late, but she still has an incredible draw that, should she decide to do this, she could tap into.
All right. So, Sarah Palin, what's up with her? 800, you want to see her in the race? 800-510-TALK is our connection line. Here's Steve Hayes from the Weekly Standard talking to Chris Wallace about running into Sarah Palin.
I think the best moment for me is one of those moments where you can get this if you're a print journalist, because I was following Sarah Palin around the state fair, and she was answering questions about what she thought people did in the debate. Well, you know, I think Mitt Romney did a good job. I think Tim Pawlenty made some good points, and she named four or five of the candidates and didn't name Michelle Bachmann. And so somebody naturally said, what about Michelle Bachmann? And she said, she did a good job. And just as she said that, I was looking at Todd Palin, who was standing right behind her, and he sort of gave a smile like, I'm not sure she means that smile, which I thought was one of those telling moments that you can capture only if you're here on the ground, and it, you know, could tell you a lot.
Well, all right, that does raise the question. Is she going to get in the race?
Look, I think she's done the things that you would do in a macro sense if you want to get in the race. What she hasn't done, and Chairman Strawn can certainly talk to this, is put together any kind of ground game. She has some people in the state here and elsewhere who are trying to motivate voters, trying to keep her coalition intact, but she hasn't gone out and hired people and done that kind of spade work that I think you might need to do. But I'm not ruling her out. I think she could jump in.
All right. So... so I'm looking at all this stuff. Is it me? The comparisons between Michelle Bachmann and Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin almost seems like she's on a level above Michelle Bachmann, especially with some of the comments. And this is not about God's judgment on Congress, you know, but are you serious about this, lady? And if you believe that that's the case, I mean, I think there's lots of reasons to think that there are changes coming because the energy is not good. But is this the way it all takes shape? 800-510-8255. We actually are going to move on into a focus on Libya soon here on the Countdown.
For relief that lets you get on with your day, turn to Advil. Nothing's been proven to work better or last longer. And Thermacare's heat penetrates deep to relax muscles. Now, when you buy any participating one Advil and one Thermacare product at Walgreens, you'll get $5 in register rewards. Offer good August 28th through October 1st on participating products. Limit one coupon printed per offer. See coupon for exclusions, limitations, and expiration. Use all products as directed.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free Bic product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around. And you also won't have to hear,
Mom, I need more pens. Stat.
Or,
I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out.
Or our favorite,
I didn't know I needed number two pencil for that test.
Get a free Bic product when you buy any two. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Ends 9/3/11.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to benefit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Attention now is turned to Libya. This is a unique program for those of you who may be new to it, listening around the country on a lot of the great radio stations that carry the program, and around the world at DougStefan.com, a daily overview with a weekend follow-up to the hot hits in talk radio. Certainly Libya is something a lot of stations that we monitor have been talking about. Here's host Chad Hasty talking to Congressman Randy Neugebauer of Texas about the involvement that we have in Libya and how involved we ought to continue to be.
What are your thoughts on what's happening in Libya right now, and how long should the United States be involved in that conflict? Should they be involved at all?
Well, you know, I was not a big fan of us getting involved at all, but I think where we are with Libya is this jury's still out as to what's going to happen. I think all but certain that Gaddafi is gone, and in fact, there's some reports around the news this morning that maybe he's already left the country. Mm-hmm. But what really will determine what kind of victory or what kind of result has happened from the actions in Libya is what happens after Gaddafi is thrown out, and as they begin to form this new government and what this government looks like and how that country moves forward. But I think what we're seeing is a huge amount of unrest all across the Middle East, and of course Syria is a huge problem as well, and there's been a bunch of people thinking we need to get more involved in Syria. I think what we have to do is determine if we get involved, you know, what is our goal and what is the potential outcome. Just getting involved is the easy part, but, you know, having a defined goal of what we would do and what would be the outcome, I think, is a more important question that we need to ask ourselves before we get involved in situations like that.
I'm glad that guy's not my congressman. Oof. 800-510-8255. From Countdown affiliate KFAB in Omaha, host Scott Voorhees and Lucy Chapman talk about how the rebels in Libya are making us look bad.
With rocks
and like goat horns. They've managed to overthrow a brutal, murderous dictator who's been in power for 40 years, who has the military at his disposal. And he's got a pretty well-stocked military. He's got that Libya oil flowing out of there. He's got a lot of money. So he's got the military at his disposal. They're well-stocked. 40 years of rule in his back pocket. And you've got 1,000 rebels. They managed to put a dust storm in a Ziploc bag and use that as a bomb or something. I don't know. I mean, they literally have nothing. And they're able to overthrow this murderous, brutal dictator with his army in 6 months. They managed to get this done in 6 months. Meanwhile, Lucy.
Yes.
The United States military, the best, most efficient, strongest, most capable, most feared fighting force this world has ever known. It's like the Genghis Khan and the Mongol horde and then us. And this fighting force has been in Afghanistan and Iraq for 10 years. Goofing around. Yeah, we overthrew Saddam Hussein. What's going on there now? And we're in Afghanistan and we're still getting helicopters blown up. And we can't take care of the Taliban up there. No, that's not true. We can. What's the difference between 1,000 or so rebels and their rocks and goat horns and they sharpened a camel's foot and turned it into a shiv and they're sticking the military members of Libya with a camel's foot, a sharpened camel's foot? What's the difference between those rebels and our incredible military? Every time one of the Libyan rebels goes in there and wipes out whatever it is that they're looking to wipe out, a TV station, a military compound, military member, whatever they're doing. Now, they blow up a bridge or whatever. Every time they do that, they don't have this whole bureaucracy of checks and balances as to whether they did the right thing. They don't have lawyers. They don't have these sissy human rights activists. They don't have these BS rules of engagement. They don't have the United Nations pusses looking down their over their shoulders going, now, wait a second, is this how you really want to wage war? We don't have the ACLU coming in there and crying and filing lawsuits against our military. If someone takes a stupid picture of us stacking up terrorists, we don't have the ACLU going down there trying to investigate claims as to this bogus claim that someone flushed the Quran down the toilet at Guantanamo Bay. We don't have the ACLU crying if a bullet bounces off a mosque. These guys are just fighting. This is brutal. This is brute force brutality. I can use the variation of the word brute twice in one sentence. It is. You know what I'm talking about. These guys, they don't have any big lawyered up chain of command. They're just, we're told, here's our goal. Let's go achieve our goal.
Freedom of speech and freedom in general is a messy thing, is it not? 800-510-8255. Let's see here. John and Ken with Terry Ray Elmer talking about Gaddafi and his family fleeing Libya and why there wasn't a move to rise up and remove him from power a long time ago.
The Gaddafis, the word is that they've all fled to Algeria. Of course, shades of Saddam Hussein, they're worried that Gaddafi might pull off one massive attack, you know, involving murders of mass weapons,
the rebels
mass destruction.
Are afraid. The rebels say that he could still pull something out of his sleeve.
That he might have mustard gas or something like that.
People believing in the myth. When someone's in power for 42 years, there's a mythology around them.
But how do you stay in power for 42 years? You kill people.
Exactly.
You snuff out the opposition by any means necessary.
Yeah, but it doesn't
including mustard gas.
Yeah, except it doesn't mean you have the mustard gas. Hussein didn't have it. Or if he had it, never used it.
Plus, if you're out of the country, you're counting on someone else to do it for you.
No.
And I don't know what the military's kind of...
He's done. Once they chase you out of your compound and you're running for your life in another country, you're done.
No, they don't think he went, you guys, to Algeria. Only the family.
No, there's a report that he went to, Terry Ray. I'm looking at several of the news reports. It's possible that he's also fled. But, you know, we don't know the truth. We don't even know if the family's fled. I mean, that's just the stories that are coming out.
No, but it's done for him. He's over. You can kind of tell when the rebel forces have won a victory, And you're not going to roll back time. He's not going to get back into power.
Besides, a guy like that will run. He's not going to. I mean, the word they're putting out is that he's going to stay and fight to defend his country.
It's part of the mythology.
Keep saying
the evil upright. Now he's a chicken.
You know what?
He wears women's clothes. You know, you really think he's going to stay around and fight to the bloody end?
The first time he showed up wearing women's clothes, that's when the rebels should have attacked, because that's a sign that he's a bit soft.
He's sitting there in Algeria staring at the what's her name's pictures. Rice.
Condoleezza
Rice's pictures, all excited.
No, I really have a strong feeling that these guys could have been taken down at any time during their reign, but you didn't have enough people with the guts to do it. And what's happened is, because this has now occurred in so many other countries, it's empowered people and given them confidence to try.
Oh, absolutely.
But this probably could have been done 5 years ago or 20 years ago, but people, mythology is powerful, far more powerful than reality. If you believe that he has control over the all this control, all this power, all this money, all this weaponry, you're just going to stay home in your cow poop hut, and you're not going to go outside and make trouble. But when you start,
but thanks to Egypt, yeah, Tunisia,
when you start to see that this every one of these countries is a Wizard of Oz situation, and if you have enough people get up and get together and make a stink, it's like, oh, look what happens. Yeah. The big dictator runs for his life.
Hook! I'm running for my life. I just like listening to them. They have such great energy. We sample a lot of talk radio programs around the country to sort of sift through the chaff, get to the wheat, find out what people are talking about, what they're thinking, and certainly the discussion on Libya continues. Here, television, we have talk radio and talk television in the focus both. Here are Joe Scarborough, Mika Brzezinski, and Pat Buchanan talking about President Obama becoming such a war president.
I am stunned that the national media in the United States of America has remained silent over the past 3 years, while Barack Obama has pushed a policy that has us bombing countries where war has not been declared and deciding to kill 15, 20 people to incinerate 3-4-year-old children and 80-year-old grandmothers that happen to live in the same home as a terrorist, as a target, that somehow this is a moralistic approach to warfare, more moralistic than Dick Cheney and George W. Bush's approach, which is you send in United States troops at great risk, you kick down doors, you try to protect everybody inside the house, you grab the terror target, and then you bring them out, and then take them out of the country, and then interrogate them. That somehow it is more moral to kick down the door and shoot somebody through the eye, or more moral to blow up their entire family and kill little children, than it is to take them out and deprive them of sleep for a couple of weeks.
You know, Joe, if you take Afghanistan, which we're talking about, Barack Obama tripled the American forces in Afghanistan. He toughened up what they're doing. He is the drone president. We've done far more of these predator strikes and drone strikes in Afghanistan and in Pakistan under Barack Obama than we're doing under George Bush. There's no doubt about
it. Well, and by the way, they take great pride in that.
Exactly.
And they will tell you that. We're tougher on them. What they aren't telling you, Pat, is we are dropping more bombs indiscriminately and killing more innocent people because this is our approach to warfare. And it's moralistic.
And they are creating more terrorists with these kinds of attacks when the innocent people are killed. They multiply the numbers of Al-Qaeda when you kill innocent people because the families and the nephews and the fathers and the sons come out and say, we're going to pay the Americans back any way we can. And that's why we're bombing all over that region.
Yeah. And the Holy Ghost is showing up there as well. Okay, so a little bit more on Libya, and then we certainly want to spend some time, as it allows itself, on the Cheney memoir and maybe a little George Bush as we have time, because that's part of what people are talking about on News Talk Radio and television, and that's what we survey here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free Bic product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around.
And you also won't have to hear,
"Mom, I need more pens. Stat."
Or,
"I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out."
Or our favorite,
"I didn't know I needed a number 2 pencil for that test."
Get a free Bic product when you buy any 2. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Ends 9/3/11. There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find 4 powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom, the X key is missing." "That's not an important letter, I guess."
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
The greatest speeches.
"Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem."
Of all time.
"Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan."
On The Conservative Voice.
"Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall."
The Conservative Voice, a 2-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
"Our government is too big."
Sarah Palin.
"Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall."
George W. Bush.
"I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon."
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
Continuing our conversation, sort of eavesdropping on conversations about Libya, here's host Frank Beckman talking to Congressman Mike Rogers about the nuclear materials and mustard gas that Gaddafi had access to.
How concerned are you about some of the nuclear material there? We hear there are some places outside of Tripoli where stocks of nuclear material are stored and could be used to make a dirty bomb, according to one former UN inspector.
Well, there's lots of material there that I'm concerned about. They have about 25,000 pounds of mustard gas that they still have. It was in the process of being incinerated, but because of the conflict, all of those teams had to be pulled out, and that was part of the agreement in 2004 in taking down his nuclear, chemical, and biological program. So that we know that that's there. We know that they have chemical precursors there, and we think there is materials there that could contribute to the building of a radiological bomb. They concerned me a lot. As you know, Frank, when we first talked about this, that's what we were talking about. That was one of the biggest concerns I had and why I thought we had some national security interest in trying to secure those materials. What? Additionally, and equally as concerning, Frank, are these shoulder-fired anti-aircraft missiles, and there are thousands and thousands of them. And we're worried that, in the days and weeks after the actual fall of Gaddafi, people are going to be in the need of cash, and these things are easily movable, and there's a a good price for them on the black market.
Well, indeed, and we really don't know who these rebels are, do we? We don't know their allegiances. We don't know whether there are links to Al-Qaeda or other terror groups that may have a heavy influence with these folks. All questions to be answered yet.
Yeah, and that's why I've argued you've got to go now and with NATO and with the Libyan Transnational Council, Transition National Council, excuse me, with their nod and a wink, we have unique capabilities in the United States. I'm not talking about the military, big boots on the ground, anything like that.
I wonder
that.
How much winking and nodding is still going on, huh?
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one will meet me here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want me to live?
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The name of the book, excuse me, let me try that again with a stronger voice. The name of the book, In My Time, written by Dick Cheney. And so, subject of much discussion on the right and on the left in terms of yakking it up. On the CBS, Jeff Glor and Erica Hill talked to Jan Crawford and Bob Schieffer about this new book and what kind of reaction it's getting.
What is the reaction in Washington right
now? Well, I mean, obviously, this is one of the most eagerly anticipated books, you know, of this century. Practically, Cheney never has been known to kind of pull his punches, and he certainly isn't in this book. He basically has got having it out with almost every official in the administration, including the president himself. So already, I think what you're starting to see is now some of those administration officials are really starting to push back.
And one of those who is pushing back did so with our own Bob Schieffer, CBS News chief Washington correspondent and host of Face the Nation. Bob, you had an exclusive interview on Sunday with Colin Powell, where he really launched quite a counterattack, right?
Well, I'll tell you, Erica, if there is any one single thing in this book that Colin Powell likes about it, he didn't get around to mentioning it to me during that interview. I mean, he slammed the president, the vice president. He challenged his assertions. In some places, he challenged his facts. He said the book was full of cheap shots. He even slammed the way that the former vice president has been promoting the book by saying it's going to cause heads to explode all over Washington.
Bob, as Colin Powell said, his head isn't necessarily exploding over this. But do you think anybody else in Washington, we're going to see a real explosive reaction to some of these allegations?
Well, I think it, as we say, it'll kind of break down on party lines here. The Cheney camp will have one view of this, and the so-called moderates in the Bush administration will probably have another view. I have to tell you, I was a little surprised myself by the tone of this book. Dick Cheney is a tough customer, and he always has been. But even I was a little taken aback by how blunt and direct he was. And in many cases, he states these things that he lays out in the book, but he doesn't always follow them up with facts. I mean, Colin Powell had steam coming out of his ears yesterday when he was talking about this to me. I have never seen him. He was truly, I think, offended by what he read in this book.
Dick Cheney is an offensive guy. He's been offending people. It's just his MO. How did he get as far as he did? Well, I guess it depends on who is registering their feelings about how far he got. Here is host Rita Cosby talking to political analyst Joy Tiz about the reactions to this book.
I'm actually surprised at all the fireworks in this book.
I'm not. Cheney promised his heads would explode, and there went the first one, Colin Powell, appropriately enough.
What was your reaction when you heard it, too, and just the inner squabbling? I mean, it's actually kind of surprising because a lot of times, you know, they leave the administration. And by the way, when he was in the administration, obviously he was very supportive of President Bush and everybody else. And in the book, he kind of hints that he uses the words that he was sort of the key guy, meaning Cheney, and Bush was peripheral on the war on terror.
Yeah.
That was a little strong, you know?
It might well be. I don't have my copy yet, so I'm taking it from what everybody else is telling me. The big bee in his bonnet that Colin Powell seemed to have on Sunday had to do with the Valerie Plame incident, which I'm thinking, how dare he sit there and claim he was the victim in all this.
Well,
it's Richard Armitage.
Joy, you know, you talked about Powell's remarks. Are you surprised that he came back so quick and said, you know, mince no words on sort of how he felt?
No, I think this is classic Colin Powell tantruming and whining. I think Colin Powell's always been in it for Colin Powell, and he's very concerned about his legacy. And anything that might put a dent in that fantasy, imaginary legacy of his, I think is very threatening to him. I think what we're seeing from Cheney is classic Cheney. He's just calling it the way he sees it, and he tells it the way he sees it. He's not really ever been what you would call a true politician.
No, and you know what's funny? Like you said, Cheney has always sort of said what he felt. You
yeah.
know? He was always, and he hasn't said that much. I mean, he's come out and he was defending, of course, President Bush. He was defending, the waterboarding. He was defending the administration when he felt, but he really kind of laid low. And maybe he was saving it for this onslaught. What do you think?
Well, I think it took Obama taking over to get Cheney to start speaking out in public. He has more than once taken a few swings at Obama, and they've been quite effective.
Yeah, and he has come out pretty. In fact, he was one of the first ones when there was comments about George Bush that he came out and said, well, wait a minute. No, this was the case. I was there. And that's why I'll tell you, the one thing that did surprise me, Joy, was the comments about saying that Bush was sort of on the periphery on the war on terror. That was the one thing that I was a little surprised, because Cheney, again, I'm not necessarily surprised that he was making these comments about Powell. He always seemed to be some friction or division between the two.
All right, so there's an excerpt from a conversation. Rita, I have regard for. I don't know who Joy Tiz is, but I don't care if I never hear her again.